Businesses in Indiana lost billions of dollars to the pandemic. Federal support helped, but for many small businesses, owners say it isn't nearly enough. With tight profit margins even before COVID-19, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports some are worried for the future of their businesses.
Dan Thystrup is the owner of Adventure Glass and has been making paddle boats for about 25 years, and they're used in recreational parks all over the world.
We have some in London, England, and in Malaysia. Philadelphia Zoo has had our boat for many, many years. They have a bunch of our swans.
Earlier this year, he expected to be on track for one of his most profitable years with completed orders ready to ship out this spring. Now, those boats just sit in his Fort Wayne shop.
All these, let's call them amusement places or recreational things, they're staying closed longer than the regular factories and stores and things like that. So they are suffering big time. And because they are suffering, they can't do business with us.
Thystrup did manage to get a federal Paycheck Protection Program loan through the Small Business Administration. Congress created the program to help ease the economic pain of the pandemic. Even with the extra money, he still had to furlough one of his 5 employees. Barbara Quant hears stories like Thystrup's regularly in her job as the Indiana State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. Quant says getting the loans created to help small business owners has been a challenge.
The rollout was a complete disaster. And with small businesses waiting weeks over months to actually receive funding, and some now have been told they're getting it, but they still don't have the money available to them. And so that leads to desperation in a manner that really can't be adequately described.
Quant says even without a federal loan, some businesses continued to pay workers.
That has put them, in some cases, even further in the hole. And some aren't going to survive this.
And that affects a lot of workers. IUPUI Economics Department Chair Steve Russell says roughly half of all workers in the country are employed by small businesses. With that high number, he says it was surprising how limited the federal funds were at first.
So if they really were going to hit a very high percentage of those businesses, you would think it would take a ton of money, maybe more money than they've allocated.
While the applications for the loans under the Paycheck Protection Program were submitted to the Small Business Administration for approval, banks have worked around the clock to get all the forms turned in. From the start, the rollout was a bit of a mess, with the federal government constantly releasing new guidance and clarifications.
You know, I would get up every day at the 5 a.m. and read to see what the new rules were for the day.
That's Steve Kidwell, the president and CEO of Riddell National Bank in Brazil, Indiana. He says his bank was able to help local businesses, but now is waiting on the federal government to forgive the loans.
People think that, even our borrowers, they think the government came and handed us this money that we're handing to them. That's not the case at all. This is actually the bank's money that they're loaning out at 1%.
The federal government will forgive loans if businesses keep employees on payroll for a set time and meet other requirements. Kidwell warns if the loans are not forgiven soon, it could cause some banks to close themselves. Back in his shop, Thystrup is creating a new, more affordable paddle boat for his collection and hopes to sell it to individuals instead of his regular business customers.
Before, we have never done much of that. That's what we're hoping will take care of it, help us to go through this period.
But if the economic slowdown continues and his customers are unable to pay him for the boats sitting in his shop,
we might not be around if it stays for too long.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.